Valley with Tony Simpson, Ryan Champion, and Jack Bennion.
Ho, ho! Merry Christmas, everybody! It's the Absolute Rally Christmas Pub Quiz!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Absolute Rally. It's our final show. It's our Christmas Pub Quiz. And who better than to bring in the esteemed contributors to our programme throughout the year and put them head-to-head in a battle, rally-based, on rally trivia and also a little bit of punditry. We're going to give them the opportunity to actually argue their points as well sometimes, and I may give them some extra points for it. But without further ado, we'll introduce our panel today. Of course, we have Jack Bennion over on the left side. Hello, Jack. Hello. Bennion.
Hello, Tony Simpson.
Smack bang in the middle of my little pictures that I've got in front of me is cheeky Ryan Champion. Hello, Ryan Champion.
Hello. Looking forward to this. Not quite sure what to expect.
Okay, good. And on my right is our substitute presenter, our regular contributor, and just all round good egg, I suppose. Zav McCartan, hello.
Good evening, happy Christmas.
Good evening. Jesus, are we doing time travel now as well? Welcome to the final show of this particular season, and of course of 2016. I'm quite excited by this. We're doing our pub quiz. We've talked about kind of being pub WRC manager and everything over the last few months, and now's the time to turn it into a little bit of a pub quiz. I'm going to explain the rules. Each one of our contestants, if I can call them that, are going to get a question in each round. There will be a bonus question at the end of the round. If they do score a point, they will hear something along these lines. They'll get the point. If they don't get it, then that's fine. They won't get the point. So, and we'll pass to the next person, and they will get 1 point. And when they hear that sound, they've got 1 point. Now, when they get to the bonus section, the bonus question, if you hear this, that gets you 10 bonus points. That gets you 10 bonus points, guys. So, tune in. Are you ready?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You're
can
ready?
I ask a question?
Can you ask a question? Of course you can ask a question, Zav McCartan.
Are you using those sound effects out of crackers before you wrap them back up again for Christmas?
Yes, I am. Yes, okay. I am. Hey, listen, I got the soundboard about half an hour ago and only figured out how I was going to use it. So it started off so well, but yeah, about halfway through, we might not have those sound effects. But let's be honest, people are going to listen to the first 5 minutes and think, what the hell is going on here? And probably tune out after 5 minutes anyway. So that's
fine. Well, they'll know as much about what's going on as we do currently.
It's a very easy concept. And we're going to start with a nice, gentle question. Okay, nice, gentle question. First question, round one, which is going to go to first question. We're going to, as Ryan spoke last, 1964 RAC Rally winner, Ryan Champion.
Not a clue.
Not a clue.
I'm going to guess at Ian Appleyard.
Incorrect, unfortunately. Incorrect. We'll pass this to Jack Bennion.
Can I ask a question?
No.
Okay, I'm going to pass then.
Okay. Zav McCartan.
Mackinnon.
Mackinnon?
Mm-hmm.
No, incorrect. Incorrect. Would you like a clue?
Escort Mark 1.
Nope.
Volvo.
It was a Volvo. By the way, before we go any further, if you're looking on Google, Jack Bennion, and going on ERC.com, right,
I'm not Google.
Minus. ...50 points before we even start.
I'm not on Google.
Okay.
I'm not on Google.
All right.
I was asking Volvo. I was gonna guess Eric Carlson, but...
It was a Swede. It wasn't a Volvo, and he wasn't a Volvo, and it was Tom Trana. T-R-A-N-A. There you go. So, unlucky. 1971, we're going to go with Jack Bennion. Jack Bennion, who was the 1971 RAC winner?
How long do we get to think about these questions, Tony, before you pass them along?
Well, you know, within reason, Jack.
I think 71 was Stig Blomqvist.
Jack Bennion, correct, 1 point.
That famous show from Harrogate they started, I think it was, in the snow of 71. There we go.
Okay. Bonus point for Ryan Champion for just talking nonsense just to try and get a point.
You Google from Harrogate they started. Epic documentary. Anyway, there you go.
Okay, you've got your 1 point. I'd just be quiet now, right? I really would. Right, 1981 champion for, 1981 winner for Zav McCartan. Who was that?
Henry Toivonen and Paul White.
Incorrect.
Can you offer that?
I'm going to offer it. I'm going to offer to Ryan Champion first.
Hanno Mikkola and Arnie Hertz, the first win for the Quattro on the RAC.
Correct. Ryan Champion does gain a point there from Zav McCartan. So at the opening round, we've got Ryan on 2, Jack on 1, and Zav on 4/5 of nothing. There you go. So that's kind of how it works. I tried to start it nice and easy. Is it working? Are you getting it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all good.
That's all right then. In view of something that Ryan Champion said last week when I was asking people for questions and tricky names and stuff, he mentioned Christoph Holovich. So we're going to do a co-drivers section now. And 2000 Rally GB, co-drivers. Christoph Holovich, co-driver Ryan Champion. Well, Rally GB 2000, who would it have been?
I'm going to pass. Don't know.
Jack Bennion?
Sorry, what year?
2000.
No, I don't know.
Zav McCartan?
Pass.
Jean-Marc Fontaine?
Was it really?
There you go.
Good question.
Oh, there you go. In the 2000 Rally GB, we're going to come to Jack Bennion. Trevor Agnew, who is he co-driving for?
Same year, 2000.
Yep.
No, I can't remember.
Oh, pass. I know the boys are going to be chomping at the bit at this one. I'll come to Zav McCartan.
Neil Wearden?
Correct. There you go. You got
I like this quiz.
You got a point there straight away. Right. Zav McCartan, you're...
Because I know my place in this quiz. If we were all going to a hotel right now, I'd be the one carrying the bags in.
Okay. Zav McCartan, right. And you should know this. You've got a vested interest in this one. So there's no pressure on you. 2000, Rally no. GB, Tony Jardine, who co-drove for him? I'm going to have to push you.
It was the guy from the Daily Express. We're going to chance Morris Hamilton, but I don't think it was.
Incorrect. I'm going to pass it to Jack Bennion.
Des Kelly.
Correct. There you go.
Good answer.
Who was it?
Des Kelly.
Yeah, the Daily Mail.
Des Kelly. Right, oh. The bonus question. Are you ready for the impossible quiz bonus question?
Yep.
Right, this is going to be opening general. You're all going to get chances to answer this, and it will be for 10 points. The impossible quiz question. I did 3 rallies in 2000 in my Vauxhall Nova, all single venues. But during the course of that year, what sandwiches did my mum make for every rally that I did? We'll come to Ryan Champion first.
Ham sandwich.
Okay. Jack Bennion?
I'm going to get jam sandwiches.
Okay. Zav McCartan?
I know you're always trying to prove yourself. I would say cucumber.
Cucumber. For those of you who said anything other than ham sandwiches, incorrect. Ryan Champion?
Oh, yes!
10 points correct. There you go. That's what we're talking about.
If this quiz is proving how much people know about Tony Simpson, then I don't want to win this quiz. I'm quite happy to lose. Yeah. Ryan, you can take that mantle as Tony Stalker, and we'll me and Zav will continue with rallying.
Right.
I would definitely agree with that.
Right.
Are we recording this once or twice today, Tony?
We're doing this once. Smart okay. Ass. Right, round 3. See what you did there. Round 3, boys, is as I said, we've had some contributors who've been guests on the program as well, who've sent in their questions, who wanted us to pose those. We've had listener questions, and the first lot of questions we got in was from Jamie Edwards, of course, a very experienced co-driver, the man behind Rally for Wales, and he wanted to pose his questions to you. And I'm not clever enough to record it and then play it out to you, so I'm just going to regurgitate what he sent in, basically. So first question, and this one's for Ryan Champion. Armin Schwartz won the RAC Rally in 1996 and a Toyota Celica GT4. Which well-travelled British co-driver finished second overall?
Kevin Gormley alongside Masio Kamioka in a Group A Impreza.
Give him some bonus points for that, Tony. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'll give you two.
And third was Stig Blomqvist in a Skoda, and I think Mark Higgins was fourth in a Nissan.
We're just going to give you 2 points. That's just wind your neck in now, honestly.
Just showing off.
He is just showing off now. It could be a minus if he carries on in that vein. Jack Bennion, Alistair McRae was the lead driver for VW in the 1998 BRC. What was the name of his teammate on six of those rounds?
Was it Raymond Baumschlager or Baumschlager?
There you go. Point, Jack. Well done. Well done.
Thank you.
Last but not least on this one, Zav, only three different drivers won rallies outright in the 2010 British Rally Championship. Can you name them?
Three of them?
As you're struggling, I'll give you a point for each one.
You're going to pass this over to me?
Look at him, he's jumping at the bit.
Oh, listen to himself. No, I'm going to pass it over because I'm not sitting here with a computer open and Google around.
These are rally questions for when I'm alive. I can do okay. These ones. I was alive okay, when these happened.
I'd have said Guy Wilkes. I've only got two. Sunseeker.
Okay. Are you going to pass it along, Zaf?
Because I'd rather sit at one point because you're going to take points off these two. But as the show progresses, I could win this with one point.
Okay, all right, fine. Well, we'll crack on then. We'll go to as Jack's champion of the bit. Go on, Jack.
Well, I know Keith Curry must have won at least one round because he was the champion that year, and I'm pretty sure Gwyndaf won the Pirelli that year. So there's two, but I'm not sure who the third one is off the top of my head.
We'll go to Ryan Champion,
and they were the two that I knew. I'm gonna go. I don't think he did. I'm gonna go with Craig Breen, but I don't think it's true.
Oh yes, it was
Craig Breen.
Yes, it was Craig.
Oh,
well done. Okay. Well done. Right, boys.
Because he was a Super 2000.
Super 2000 car. Right, there's also a bonus question at the end of this one, which is worth, as we now know, impossible quiz question. 2010. I did a BTRDA series in a Group M Polo. What was my favourite breakfast during the course of 2010? Ryan Champion?
Well, you're a Scouser, so I don't suppose it was Eggs Royale. So I'm just going to go for full English.
Jack Bengen?
Sorry, I stopped paying attention after you said in 2010 I did. I didn't hear the rest of the question. I wasn't listening.
That's fine. Okay. Well, you're excluded from this one.
Cereal. Cereal.
No, you've excluded yourself from this one, smart ass. There you go, Zav McCartan.
Tea and toast.
Incorrect. Boys, it was porridge. Yeah, porridge. There you go. Not very interesting, granted. There you go.
Lad, how do we not know that? We call ourselves rally fans. We didn't even know that.
Exactly. Right, boys, round four is being contributed by Andrew Coley. Round of applause for Andrew Coley. Thank you, Andrew, for sending in your questions. So we're gonna go in. I tell you what, I'm trying to think which order to do these in because I fancy Ryan Champion for one of these, and definitely Jack Bengen for one of these. But okay, let's see where we go. Right, we're gonna start off with Ryan Champion. What year did Mika Hirvonen make his WRC debut?
I'm going for 2002.
There you go. 2002. Jack Bengen.
Finland. Rally Finland. Do I get a bonus point for that?
No, you get a minus.
Jog on there.
Basically, it was Wales Rally GB. There you go. I'll tell you what, you can regain a point back here, Jack, if you can tell me whose car it was, who was running the car.
Oh, I know that one.
I know that one, I think.
Come on, Jack, you can get a point back here.
No, I don't know.
Okay. I'll pass it to Zav McCartan.
Was it a yellow Subaru World Rally car run by 22 Motorsport?
There you go, Zav McCartan's picked up.
I'm going to question this. I'm going to put a query in. I want to put a query in right now.
Go on,
put it in. Put your query in.
Mikko Hirvonen did two WRC rounds in a Clio Super 1600.
Yes.
That would be his WRC debut, so therefore it wasn't GB,
No.
Subaru.
Okay, in a WRC car was the question.
Well, you didn't say that, did you?
I did.
That wasn't the question.
I did.
WRC.
I did.
It doesn't really matter, because the question was what year, and it was still the same year, so anyway.
There you go. suddenly Jack, not caring about the bonus question, is getting quite arsey about the actual questions. Oh, the irony behind that.
I wasn't getting upset about the question, I was getting upset about the bonus question.
Oh, God.
Brilliant,
yeah. Well, who ran, go on then, Jack, who ran the Clio?
Oh, no, I don't know that either.
I'd just pipe down if I were you, Jack. This is embarrassing.
Okay.
This is getting embarrassing for you. Jack, you're up next. What year did Panizzi and Delacour have the famous incident in the service park?
Pass.
I'll pass this one to Zav.
Was it 97?
Nope. Ryan Champion?
Which incident? There was a couple, wasn't there? As in the famous one in the motorhome?
Yeah.
I think by that time... was that 206 World Rally Car by then rather than 306 Maxi? I'm going to go 2000.
There you go. Yeah. Ryan seems to be finding this quite easy, boys.
I wouldn't say that.
Okay. Come to Zav McCartan now. Who last won the IRC Monte Carlo Rally?
The IRC.
I think Jack Benny will get us one.
Come on, Zav, got to push you.
Brian Bouffier.
There you go. Correct. Well done, boys. Just a bit of a roundup. We're at the end of round four already, would you believe it? Ryan Champion's on 17 points, Jack Benyon's on 2 points, and Zav McCartan is on 3 points.
Can we stop now?
unfortunately not. We've now got an impossible quiz question where technically, Jack, you could pull this back. This is where you could possibly pull back all these points. The bonus question, Monte Carlo is a very cold rally. I think it's undoubted to say. And last time I was there, I had a very cold backside from sitting on snowbanks. Can you name my first co-driver? And I'll come
How are those two related?
I'll come to Ryan Champion first.
I thought you just said it was Jack Benyon's question.
No, this is the bonus question. This is worth. So, Ryan Champion, what was the name of my first co-driver?
I have to say I can't really help you on that one.
Okay. Jack Benyon?
Not a clue.
Zav McCartan?
It was somebody in your primary school in a two-seater go-kart.
No, it wasn't. See, the clue is actually in. If you listen to these things, the clue's in there for you.
Oh, yeah.
So, Zav, nothing? I'm judging by the silence, that means nothing.
No, carry on. Okay.
His name was Ian Winterbottom.
Right.
There you go.
Right.
There you
go. Okay. Thanks.
See what you've done there. Very clever.
Do you see what I did?
Yeah, that's very good.
Thanks, yes, but you could have asked us another 20 times and we still wouldn't have got it right.
But I tried to tee it
up. I'll bet you someone's listening to this podcast and Gary Boyd will be treating in live now and he would have known that.
Possibly he would.
Yes.
And I'll be honest with you, if he did know that, he wouldn't get... He'd probably get a... Because I'd be quite scared he did know it. Love you, Gary. Right, round five, boys.
Yeah, he's good.
He's ace. Hey, listen, he helps us out a hell of a lot. Sorry, Gary. There you go. You can have that. There's a kiss for you. Brian Fenton has now done an Irish special for us. Of course, listen to the show, and he sent his questions in. So, here we go. 2007, Killarney Rally of the Lakes. It was an event that was building up to WRC, of course. Who won the event? Zav McCartan.
It's one of three.
No, it's one of one. It's definitely one winner.
Was it Meek with Jonas Anderson?
There you go. It was Chris Meek. And thank you for ruining the question I was just about to pose to Jack Benyon.
Well, the clue was in the question and I answered the question with the clue that was in the question.
No, you didn't. That was for the bonus. Don't start trying to muddy the waters now. You've just ruined the perfectly good question.
Under job description, terms and rights, yeah. I'm entitled to the bonus one as well.
Okay, all right, fine. Ryan Champion, I'm going to pose this one to you because this is definitely right up your street. Can you tell me the registration number of that World Rally Car?
No.
It was a McKinstry car. And it was
was it the yellow car? Was it the ex Pirelli car?
And it was the getting run on experimental XTC dampers, specially adapted for Irish tarmac.
No, I can't.
I'll take Jack Benyon.
Do I get a go at that? It's been my wallpaper for a long time, so I think it's LC54WRC.
There you go, Jack Benyon stole a mark. He's back in the game. There you go, Jack Benyon. Well done.
Ho, ho, ho! It's the Absolute Rally Christmas Pop Quiz! Ho, ho,
ho, ho. Team Coordinate, your perfect travel partner for all your European, Manx and Irish motorsport travel. Whether you're a competitor, marshal or a motorsport fan, we have the connections and discounts available for ferry travel to and from the UK. Team Coordinate, we can cater for individuals, teams or group bookings. Working with organisers of race, rally and classic touring events, we take away the hassle of travel with bikes, cars, trailers and trucks, accompanied or unaccompanied. Team Coordinate. Call Dane or Donna now on 44 1904 766787 or email us on info@teamcoordinate.com.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, everybody! It's the Absolute Rally Christmas Pub Quiz!
Right, where are we? Who was the first winner, Ryan Champion, to win an Irish International Rally?
The first winner of an Irish International?
Yeah.
Do we get a clue as to what year it was?
1975.
I'm going to guess at Billy Coleman.
I will pass this to Jack Benyon.
Is it Jack Tordoff?
I will pass this to Zav McCartan.
Cahill Curley.
I will pass this to nobody else. it was a gentleman called Warmbold. Achim Warmbold.
Oh, Achim Warmbold.
In a BMW, was he?
Double International.
Yeah. There you go. BMW 2002 Ti.
2002, yeah.
Who's still waiting on a question? I've lost track now because I'll throw this.
You had asked Ryan the Subaru question.
Yeah, and then Jack got the registration number. Yeah, okay. So we're on Zav, pretty much. Zav, by what margin did Tapio Laukkanen win the 2004 Galway International Rally?
What parameters am I working to?
Tenths of seconds, please.
3.5 minutes.
I will pass this one to Jack Benyon.
1 minute and 12.
I'll pass this one to Ryan Champion.
Well, I'm going to guess by the nature of the question, it was a second or less than a second.
Go on, keep going.
What, you want the exact tenths?
That's exactly the point of the question.
Well, on the basis that you said it was less than a second, you've given me that much. 0.7 of a second.
Correct. Right, Champion, well done. Boys, at this point now, we've got Ryan Champion on 18 points, we've got Jack Benyon on 4 points, and Zav McCartan on 3 points. There you go. You need to pull something back. There's a bonus 10 points now, as we know, for the bonus question. Obviously, we've just been doing an Irish question. We always think of green. I think it's the Emerald Isles and everything else. Bonus question, green underpants. When was the last time I wore green underpants? Ryan Champion.
Which rally?
No, when was the last time I wore
green underpants? No, it's going to be rally related.
Oh, okay. When was the last time I wore green underpants while watching rallying?
No, have you never worn them driving on a rally?
No, I always wear my fireproof underwear.
Yeah, I don't want to go. I'm not even going to ask any further. I think it might have been. I don't know when the last time we watched a rally was.
Okay.
The last rally you spectated on.
Okay. Which would have been the Promenade Stages. Okay. Interesting. Jack Benyon?
Tuesday,
the last time I watched a rally and wearing my green underpants. Okay. And Zav McCartan?
I can actually see where Jack's coming from on these bonus questions, but I would have said the Rallycross at Croft.
Incorrect. Jack was probably the closest because I was watching the WRC roundup and I had the green underpants on. There you go. Well done, Jack Bennion. You got 10 points for that.
I just saw Tumbleweed go past. Do you see that, Zav?
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
I'm seeing loads of them, Ryan.
I'm cracking on now to round six. And round six questions, by the way, were sent in by my friend of the show, highly experienced man in every sense of the word, Mark James. So thank you, Mark James, for sending in your questions.
Expecting these to be good.
Yes, they are. But unfortunately, with the way you three guys kind of answer questions, you've already made me have to pull out about four questions because you've carried on answering questions that were related. So there you go.
We're trying to get bonus points, that's why.
This has kind of happened with Mark's. So we mentioned it earlier on, and this one is going to be for Jack Bennion. We're going to start with this time. We mentioned it before. The Monte Carlo Rally was obviously the last IRC round. Brian Bouffier won it, of course, which we've already mentioned. Who was third? Jack Bennion.
I'm done. I'm going to guess Mika Hirvonen.
Zav McCartan.
What year was it?
It was 2011.
Juho Heinemann.
Say that again.
Juho Heinemann.
I'm gonna pass this one to Ryan.
This seems like I don't know the answer to this because I was there, and
I know you were there. You were working for Proton.
Not only that, I'm going to see the man in question in 2 hours because this evening I will be going karting at a track belonging to Mr. Guy Wilkes, who finished third overall in a 2:07.
There you go, Ryan Champion, step forward, right. Right, Ryan Champions, it's now your question. As it's a festive one, let's talk snow rallies. Who was the last British winner of a Swedish rally?
Oh. Of the...
Just losing the question.
Well, not just a rally in Sweden, then.
Well, that's the clue.
Who was the last British winner of the Swedish rally?
Ah!
Zav's doing sound effects for us now.
And we're talking outright here, I take it.
Yeah, TikTok, you don't stop, come on.
I don't think Burns on my career won, so I don't know. Richard Burns, I'm going to say, but I don't think he did.
I will pass this one to Jack Bennion.
No, I've got nothing.
Right, Zaf McCartan.
The winner of the Swedish rally or a Swedish rally?
No. Who was the last winner, the last British winner of the Swedish rally? Remember, this is Mark James who set these questions, boys. Not playing games.
Well done, Mark James. This is a fantastic question.
This is a good question.
It is very good.
So, Zav, it's on you.
Oh, well, okay. Right, go on.
Oh, no. Dogs. Yes. No.
No. Zav, have you got an answer for
Zav,
me?
Zav, you've got to get it now.
Yes, you have.
Me and Roger.
Closing the question.
Exactly the same time.
Roger Clark.
No. Was he a Welshman?
Phil Mills.
Yes, with Petter
Solberg. It was Phil Mills. There you go, with Petter Solberg.
Yes, good question.
That's a great question.
Yeah, there you go. Right, last but not least, we come to Zav McCartan. Sebastian Loeb is the most successful driver in the history of WRC with 9 driver's titles. Who is the most successful manufacturer, Zav McCartan?
Are these as manufacturer entries or based on winners?
Manufacturer titles. Who's won more manufacturer titles? Do I have to push you, Zav?
Audi.
Is it getting passed over?
It does get passed over, but we're going to go to, as you spoke up first, I'm going to go to Ryan Champion.
That's fair.
I'm going to go Lancia.
Yes, well done, Ryan.
There you go, right.
Citroën always had a number one, didn't they? So they didn't always have two cars getting to the finish.
It's not just that. Ford took two manufacturer titles in 2006, 2007 when Loeb was winning the title. So
yeah, that's true as well. Yeah.
There you go. I'll tell you what, we'll give Jack a bonus question for that. There you go. A bonus point for that. There you go. Well done. Right, are you ready for the impossible quiz question?
Can barely wait.
I want to say no.
Right. I co-drove in a rally car that was Lancia powered in 2000. Okay. What was the name of the marshal of the first arrival control? Ryan Champion.
So if it was Lancia powered, was he called Twin Cam?
No, he wasn't called Twin Cam at all. So that was your answer. Jack Bennion.
Is he called Sandro?
He wasn't called Sandro. No. Zav McCartan.
What was the question?
In 2000, I co-drove in a rally car that was Lancia powered. What was the name of the marshal at the first arrival control?
Sir?
No. Well, I suppose it could have been. His name was Dave. Just in case anyone was wondering.
All the other questions are some sort of link, and I thought the Lancia thing meant that there was some sort of connection between the two.
Clearly not.
No, you see, sometimes you don't have to look so deep. Okay. You don't have to look so deep.
It was Lancia powered, but it wasn't a Lancia. Is that what you're telling?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, right. I'm gonna put on offer 10 points. If anyone can name the car I co-drove in, That had the Lancia engine in it.
An Escort.
Incorrect. Jack?
Is it an Alfa Romeo?
Incorrect.
Jack? I would have gone with that, yes, the Alfa Romeo, but then I would have said to myself, why in God's name would he have let you into the passenger seat? So, no, I'll pass on that. I'm going to stay steady. I'm going to pass.
Okay, it was an Avenger. There you go. It was an Avenger. Anyway. We'll have a little bit.
Robert Avenger or a Hillman Avenger?
It was a Hillman Avenger. Hillman Avenger. It was an Avenger.
It could have been a Chrysler Avenger.
It wasn't. It wasn't. It had the one, you know, the speed or the. It was the one with the speeder that goes across. You know, like kind of American style. It was one of those. Anyway, we'll do a points tally up now. We've still got Ryan Champion absolutely just screaming into the lead now. 15, he's on 20 points. Jack Bennion's lagging behind on 14 points, and Zav McCartan's on 3.
Oh, good.
Yeah, there you go. Right, listener questions now. We'll bring this one in. Round 7, and these ones were sent in by Bertie Redfern, who sent us in. These in via Twitter. Thank you, Bernie. I do appreciate it. We'll come to Zav McCartan first, as he's lagging behind with 3 points. Carlos Sainz was a 1990 and a 1992 World Rally Champion. What else was he a world champion at age 16?
I should know this because it was mentioned, I think, on Formula One recently.
Gonna have to push you.
Yeah, come on, Zav.
No, I'll let it go.
Can I have a guess? I do think.
I'd like to guess as well.
Okay, we'll go. Jack.
I'm not gonna guess. I know what it is. He was a squash champion.
He was a squash champion.
It was. We'll give that point to Jack Bennion.
I'm sure he played for Real Madrid as well.
He had a trial at Real Madrid.
He had a trial there. Jack Bennion, who came? I don't know what I think. Ryan's already answered before. Who came third overall the 1996 Network Q Rally of Great Britain behind Swartz ST205? Kamoka's Impreza.
Who's Impreza?
Kamioka.
So who came third in 1996 RAC Rally? Is that the question?
Yeah.
Didn't Riley say this before? It was the Stig Blomqvist and the Skoda.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. You got
I've already given him the answer.
I know, but, you know, it's you know what I love, how competitive this is.
Why did you ask me the registration of Maceo, Cameo, because Subaru? See, that would have been a fair question. Anyway, never mind.
Okay.
I've got a compromise, Tony.
Go on.
I'll ask Ryan a question about that rally, and if he gets it right, he can have a point. Is that fair?
Yeah, go on then.
Who finished fifth on that rally, Ryan? He's one of my favourite drivers for no apparent reason other than the fact that I loved his name when I was growing up.
Who finished fifth? I'm sure Mark Higgins was fourth. Bit of a guess. Was it Greg Wadimervius?
Yes. Well done.
There you go. Ryan Champion gets another point.
That was a bit of a guess, I have to say.
Yeah, there you go. Right, so that was Jack Bengen. We'll come to Zav McCartan now.
Yeah.
what car did Russell Brooks drive in the 1994 RAC Rally?
Ford Sierra Cosmos.
No, we'll pass this one to Jack Bengen.
Oh no! Can I take it back?
No, you can't, Jack Bengen.
Sorry, what? Can you repeat the year, Tony? I didn't hear what you said.
1994.
It's not the year he was in a Mini, is it?
Yes. It was the last year it was homologated, wasn't it?
For a bonus point, can anyone give me his co-driver?
Neil Wilson.
There you go, we can have that one as well. There you go. He's flying now.
Yeah.
He's flying. He's flying.
It's 2 horse race and a 4 horse speed.
Right, boy. You've got the bonus now. You've got the bonus, which is worth, as you now know, we've just been talking about the Mini, of course. The Mini is also a type of skirt. If I was to wear a skirt and it was a Mini skirt, it would show my legs. Which of my legs is the hairiest? Now, there's a point off, by the way, if anybody says my middle leg, because it is a family show. So, Ryan Champion, which leg is the hairiest out of the two?
The left.
Left, okay. Strong. I can see why you went that way. Jack Bengen?
Well, I'm going to have to go right, aren't I, if Ryan's going left.
Oh, where do I go?
You can't go middle. You can't go middle. I've already covered that. In every sense of the word.
So would I get a bonus point for not getting a choice at this?
No. You still get a choice. You still get a choice. There's bonus points on
hand. I have a feeling there's a different answer, Zav.
No. Sometimes, don't look so deep. Zav, right or left? There you go. It's just that simple.
What side of the bed do you sleep on?
I sleep on the right side.
Okay, I say it's your left leg.
Okay. Those of you who said left, incorrect. Those of you who said right. You get 10 points. Well done. There you go. My right leg is hairier.
That pencil sharpener's getting some abuse.
So, hang on a minute. So, Jack Bengen is taking the lead in this quiz because he knows how hairy your legs are.
Pretty much.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Can I not take lead?
You have got the Stalker trophy.
Oh,
right,
God.
Okay, so we'll do at the end of round 7, by the way. Ryan Champion is still on, he's actually on 21 points now. Jack Bengen is on 29 points. Jack Bengen's on him currently at the moment, and Zav McCartan's on 3.
At least I'm consistent.
There you go. Absolutely.
Ho, ho, ho! It's the Absolute Rally Christmas Pop Quiz!
Team Coordinate, your perfect travel partner for all your European, Manx and Irish motorsport travel. Whether you're a competitor, marshal or a motorsport fan, we have the connections and discounts available for ferry travel to and from the UK. Team Coordinate, we can cater for individuals, teams or group bookings. Working with organisers of race, rally and classic touring events, we take away the hassle of travel with bikes, cars, trailers and trucks, accompanied or unaccompanied. Team Coordinate. Call Dane or Donna now on 44 1904 766787 or email us on info@teamcoordinate.com.
Ho ho ho! Merry Christmas, everybody! It's the Absolute Rally Christmas Pub Quiz!
Round 9, boys. Which brings us quite nicely round to the fact that round 9, we've all had the experience of unfortunately pulling out too soon. Many feel that VW have pulled out too soon, but who's also pulled out in an unexpected fashion? So Ryan Champion, what year did Audi depart from the World Rally Championship?
Audi pulled out in 1987 after winning the Safari Rally.
There you go. 1 point to Jack. 1 point to Ryan Champion there. Jack Banion, what year did Lancia pull out?
I'm going to say 1993.
Pass this one to Zav McCartan.
92.
I'll pass this one to Ryan Champion.
1991.
There you go.
Jolly Club ran the cars in 92 under Lancia colours, and then 93 Sainz in the Repsol car.
Repsol colours. Yeah,
there you go. Give him another one.
There you go. I'll give him a bonus point. There you go. Right, last one, and this particular one, Zav McCartan. The year that the original Hyundai MSD team pulled out.
Ooh. Oh. I should know this because I know who came over and bought all the gear.
That sounds really dodgy.
No, I know the man that came over and bought V7 MSD, all those cars. I'd have said 2000.
Pass this one to Jack Banion.
I don't have a clue.
Ryan Champion is there. He's going to answer this
one. I think 2003.
There you go, 2003. Well done, Ryan Champion. Yeah, there you go. Ryan Champion, absolutely streaming.
But still behind because of the hairy legs.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Now, interesting reasons for withdrawing. And I mean in rally terms here.
Of doing what?
Of withdrawing. See, you're doing your own jokes in your own head. Ryan Champion, why did Mercedes withdraw from WRC?
Well, I think the car was a bit too big, heavy, and not as fast as they thought it was going to be.
But can you be a bit more specific?
Other than the car wasn't fast enough.
Who told them it wasn't fast enough?
Walter Rall, Hannu Mikkola.
There you go, Walter Rall. That's what we were looking for. Jack Banion, Sayat, why did they depart from the World Rally Championship? What did they go and do instead?
I'm going to guess they just went into touring cars, but I'm guessing that's not the answer.
No, oh. It is. There you go. Dead easy. There you go. 1 point there. Zav McCartan, Suzuki, why did they pull the plug on their ill-fated SX4 Suzuki World Rally car?
Was it not because... is there something about the regulations changing? They pulled out. It was down to the cost, probably.
No, it was business related. He wants to go away and focus on their core business as opposed to being involved
it
in
it. It was financial meltdown time, wasn't it? And all the Japanese manufacturers jumped
off
because they wanted to be seen to be doing the right thing.
Cost.
Yeah.
Was what I said.
Pretty much. Yeah, all right. I'll tell you what. There you go. You
no, have a point. I'll
tell you what. I'm going to get this is just for you, Zav McCartan, right? Because I want to try and get you somewhere decent, right? Four. For a bonus 10 points, in the service area, what does Suzuki have to keep the fans kind of engaged and interested? What was the unique little thing that they used to have if you were in their hospitality area?
If you were in their hospitality area?
Yes.
I've never been in Suzuki's hospitality area in my life. I probably stood outside looking in.
Okay. Well, when you were stood outside looking in, what did you see?
Big hands.
Big hands.
Yeah.
Right. I think that.
I'm not taking this overly seriously. I'm trying to push Jack and Ryan forward into a head to head.
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, we will go to a head to head. And
big hands.
Big hands. You're going with big hands. Boys. Would you like to? Either you'd like to hazard a guess at this, Jack Banion?
No, I don't know.
No. Okay. Ryan Champion?
Not a clue.
What hope did I have?
They had a scale electric set in their service area that they used to have set up in their hospitality area.
That's a good idea. I like that idea.
Skoda had that.
That's what they had. That wasn't the question.
I've got one here next to me.
Yeah, I've one in the loft.
What, you've got a Suzuki in the loft?
No, I've got a Scale Electric in the loft.
Okay. Okay. I'm just searching now around the desk, and there's nothing here that makes me care. I'm sorry.
Brutal.
Oh, it's, yeah. You wouldn't think it's Christmas, would yeah. you?
Yeah. Merry Christmas to you too. Right. Round 11 is a quite unique round, and we appreciate all our listeners. We love, you know, again, we've had people sending questions for us and everything else, and obviously for this quiz. But our panel, do they really care about Absolute Rally? And what I mean is by that, do our panel actually listen to the programs that they produce with me? Let's find out, shall we? Ryan Champion. And this, by the way, is going to be for, because it's the final round. All bonus questions will be worth, or all these questions are worth 10 points. So, Zav, technically, if you got these three right, you could blow them all to weeds, is where I'm going to try and keep this interesting. Ryan Champion. Martin Holmes, the esteemed Martin Holmes, very well respected, who was a great guest, one of my favourite guests of the year. We talked at length of all the different things that he co-drove in, but he mentioned one car in particular that was very rare and very strange, which I had to go and do a bit of research on. Can you name that
car? A Clan Crusader.
Yes! There you go. There you go.
Also used by Chris Birkbeck. So there you go.
Ryan's like that goody two shoes, isn't he, in the class? That
minus 10 points for stalking Chris Birkbeck. There you go. Jack Bengen. Jack Bengen. Same type of question. Harry Bates, the young up-and-coming Aussie star who we had on only a few weeks ago now. We were talking about how he broke into the sport and everything else, and the first rally car he drove. Can you name that rally car?
I can hear his voice.
You might want to see someone about that after the podcast. Okay.
No, I can't remember. I'm going to guess in Subaru Impreza.
I'm going to pass it to Zav McCartan.
I'm sorry, Harry.
Pass. Thompson, I didn't listen to that one.
Yeah, you didn't listen to any, and this is what we're finding out now. Oh, no, I hope you. Hope you
Was it a Toyota Corolla
S2000?
No, incorrect. No,
a front wheel drive 1.8 Toyota Corolla.
Incorrect. It was a 1978 Celica.
Oh.
There you go.
Not on his first rally.
No, it was the first rally car he drove. That was the question.
Okay. And an RS Celica, wasn't it? His father rallies now in historics.
Hold on. That question was, what was the first rally car that Harry Bates drove, yes?
Yes.
Would he not have driven some of Neil's when he was under 14 and 13?
If you listen to the... Jesus.
That's the right point. It wasn't his first... I answered as his first rally car that he did a rally in, but the answer was the first rally car was a Celica, which is what Harry said. That's true enough.
Yeah.
Listen to the question. Listen to the question. Right. Zav McCartan, you have the last question on this one.
Yeah.
2015, Chris Ingram. Wales Rally GB, what car did he use?
Peugeot.
Pass this to Ryan Champion.
And it wasn't a Peugeot.
What's wrong, are you okay?
Wasn't it?
He's really trying to pass the question to me.
Was it an Asquith Run DS3?
It was Autotech.
No.
Was it not Autotech? Autosport,
no,
sorry.
An Asquith Run car.
Asquith Autosport. An Asquith DS3 did a one-off rally in it, didn't he? After the Peugeot thing went to
Peugeot. Yeah, with Gaban.
There you go.
It was a deal came together really late, actually.
Zav, if you're trying to score points, right, I could give you 30 points and you'd still be third.
Can I have a bonus point for telling you how he retired? Or does anyone know on the panel?
You had some of mine.
I know how he retired because I went past him because I was doing the rally.
And your green underpants.
I wasn't in my green underpants on that one though. Go on, Jack. You can.
He drowned, didn't he, in a big puddle on the road.
Oh, he did in Clackynog. Yeah, that's true. Because I did zero car, and we were going. Will a Volvo get through this? And he did, obviously. Because it was a Volvo. Well,
bonus 10 points to Zav for just not boring me, during the course of that question. So well, there you go, boys. Would you like one more impossible quiz question?
Yeah, as long as they come from the Bible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Motorsport Bible.
Yes.
No, then Jack has an advantage if we're going to use the Motorsport Bible.
Yeah, but you could go to the Motorsport Bible from 1967, couldn't you?
Or you could, I'll tell you what, I'll pose the question, and this will be worth a massive 20 points. 20 points this one is going to be worth. So you could at least get a little bit of face back here, Zav, to add to the two that you've already got.
I'm enjoying it.
That's fine.
It's good fun.
That's fine. What year did I first appear in Motorsport News? Right. Ryan
Who's
Champion.
This
is for all of you. Ryan Champion, can you guess the year?
I'm going to go with 2001.
Jack Bengen?
2000.
Zav McCartan?
I'd have said 99.
For those of you who said 2000, congratulations, you've just got 20 points. There you go.
There you go, the Stalker title.
The title goes to Jack Bengen. Jack, I'm very flattered. There you go.
I can't stop winning awards at the minute. This is great. This might be my favourite one.
Let's total this up. So currently Ryan Champion has 39 points. Jack Bengen has 20, 30, 40, 45, 46, 48 points. And Zav McCartan got 14 points.
Yeah. But Jack, can I just point out 30 of those were on Tony Simpson?
I'm willing to concede defeat in this quiz on the basis that more about rallying than me.
Quite happy that you know more about Tony Simpson than I do. I'm comfortable with that.
The even worse part is that I know more about Tony Simpson than any of us put together know about rallying.
Well, the thing that this proves is that come Christmas, Jack Bengen, you are the right man to lead Ryan Champion in the Mitsubishi.
There you go. Absolutely. That is the end of the quiz. That is the end of the quiz, boys.
I kind of feel like I should be replaced by Tony Simpson.
I'm not available at.
And his hairy right leg.
Your service crew. I'm coming up. I'm going to lend some moral support.
You are turning up, are you?
I'm coming up. Yeah, good. I'm coming up. I'm actually.
And he's also bringing an audited set of results stamped and signed by his accountant to show that the scores are correct.
Absolutely, and they haven't been fiddled in any way, shape or form. Perish the thought. Perish the thought. Boys, thank you all for getting involved. Jack, well done. As I say, what's the award you've just won recently?
The Renault MSA Young Journalist
Award.
No,
you've just
won
the Absolute Rally Quiz. Come on, get it right. Man, no. No, Jack.
Take it off, minus
40 points. Ryan Champion, you are the winner of the Absolute Rally Quiz. Well done. Round of applause to you. I can't believe how insulting he was there to our podcast. There you go. Round of applause to Ryan. We could all thank you very much. There you go. Either that or Zav's trying to get sauce at the bottom of a sauce bottle there. I'm not entirely sure what he's doing.
I don't really want to hear that noise over
Skype from Zav again.
Don't talk to me about sauce, okay, Tony Simpson.
We won't. That's the end of the season, boys. I'm going to allow you to do any other business to round up your year if you want. I'm going to go last, if that's okay. Jack Bengen?
Oh, that's putting me on the spot, isn't it? I think as someone growing up who's watched the British Rally Championship so many years, it's been such an honour to be able to cover the championship for for a publication like Motorsport News this year, and seeing so many brilliant rallies in the BRC, so many fantastic drivers, and obviously Elvin came out on top, and the emergence of Rob Duggan was fantastic to see. So I think definitely some of my highlights of the year would definitely come from the BRC, and being on the stop line after the SS1 at Mid Wales, Haffer and Sweet Lamb, just seeing the guys coming through and their faces and the sort of the atmosphere around the cars and smelling the mud on the exhaust. It was awesome. So yeah, really fantastic year for me, and really, really honoured that I got the chance to be involved with Absolute Rally as well, and sort of share some of my experiences.
You weren't there for me at the end of the stage, were you?
You suck.
Ryan Champion.
My any other business, my final one of the year, it's one I've actually been asked to do. Just a little tribute to a man who amazingly we lost 24 years ago in this last week, and that was probably or arguably the best exponent of a front wheel drive car, the most exciting man in the British Championship at the time in a Vauxhall Nova, was Dave Metcalfe. Co-driven for his latter years by Ian Grindrod, who features in our title credits, and you know, an incredible driver to watch. He just dragged amazing speed out of that Nova, and he's still remembered by you know, I think rally fans worldwide. So just a little tip of the hat to Dave.
Fair play to you. Fair play to you. Couldn't agree more. Zav McCartan.
For me, it's the emergence of the talent on the world stage. That we've seen this year, Oisin Price, John Armstrong, and all the other people that have raised their game and got into that level and proved that in this big island here and the island across the Irish Sea, we have some really, really talented drivers. And that, you know, is something I think that, you know, we should end 2016. They've shown well. It looks good for next year. And that's pleasing. It really is. The only other thing is the collection of people through Absolute Rally and its reaches to the four of us on here having a giggle and a laugh as we head into Christmas, but where there is that deep, you know, deep, deep spirit of people in social media that have a love for the sport, ups, highs and downs, and there really, really is a rallying family out there, and that has been really good this year.
Absolutely. In fact, you're going to get one of those for that. That's a round of applause, not rain, in case anyone was wondering. Somebody's coming in. There's Gemma. Does Gemma want to do any other business?
I think yeah, so. Does
Gemma want to do any other business?
That was Finlay coming home. That's how exciting
there you
that
go.
Was.
Finlay wants to go and see his dad's new rally car now. My any other business is it's quite sad, really, because this is the last podcast we will do with Team Coordinate, who have been with us from the very first podcast when we did Total Rally with Colin and Jimbo and me back in 2010. And they've supported all the podcasts that I've been involved with since then. And through no other reason, they're changing direction of their business, and they felt it was a good time to kind of remarket themselves in a slightly different arena. But without Team Coordinate over the years, honestly, we wouldn't have done this podcast. And yeah, we are hopefully going to replace Team Coordinate. But Donna Harper and her people have been fantastic. And I can't thank Donna enough for really putting up with us and supporting us and covering the production costs and things like that. We wouldn't have the podcast without them. And yeah, really, really, really do appreciate it. And yeah, it's been emotional. It's been a busy year. I didn't know how this podcast was going to end up. It's our first kind of full proper year as Absolute Rally. I managed to Shanghai Jack Benyon at the Autosport Show in the beginning of this year, and he's been with us ever since. He was only meant to do one episode, he just kept turning up. But I thank him for joining us, and as I do, having my stato and expert Ryan Champion, thank you as well for joining us, and our substitute presenter, who is completely and utterly hopeless at rally quizzes, Zav McCartan, thank you for your support throughout the year as well. And we will be back middle of January. We're going to get Autosport out the way and everything else. But if I can, I'm going to wish you guys Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Jack, thank you. Thank you for your support this year.
No problem. Thank you to you and to Ryan and to Zav as well. And thanks for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
Fantastic. I'm Ryan Champion. Thank you.
A pleasure. Been good fun. A good year. And I will see Jack next week. And you, Tony, hopefully, when you have your overalls on, your mechanics overalls.
I'm looking forward to seeing that. I'm going to come back to that in a second. And Zav McCartan, thank you.
Thank you very much. It's been very enjoyable all year. Thank you for letting Ryan have a copy of the questions and letting Jack have a copy of the questions. That has been right full in the Christmas spirit. Good luck at Croft. And Jack, well done on the award. I think it's fully justified. You have been good for rallying. Well done, mate.
Thanks very much, Av. Thank you.
Minus points for Zav McCartney being a bitter loser. Zav starts next year's quiz on minus 100. Folks, I will be at the Croft stages supporting Jack and Ryan, and I'm probably going to take the recorder. So the opening of next year's first programme might be a little bit interesting. Let's see what we can come up with anyway. Right, folks, you know where we live by now. Thank you all who got contributed to us on Twitter, of course, @absolute_rally on Twitter and Facebook.com/absoluterally. I wish you all a Merry Christmas and a peaceful New Year with you and your family. And let's do it again next year.